Through the lips of St. Paul, we hear of a peculiar problem that the church in Corinth is going through. Evidently, there are rivalries among different groups of the Christians there. The issue in question is, who do you belong to? Some say that they belong to Paul. Others say they belong to Chloe. Still others say that they belong to Apollos. To us, this sounds pretty ridiculous. None of us would begin to say that I belong to Father King, or I belong to Sean, or I belong to Corey Stoops. In general, we don't attach our faith to a particular individual like the Corinthians were doing, like St. Paul had to preach against. But for us, the question of who we belong to takes on a different form. When discussing our faith, we say things like, I belong to Guardian Angels, or I go to IHM, I'm a member at St. Veronica. We generally put our identity to which parish we belong to. Or another distinction that we might make is, I'm a liberal Catholic, or I'm a conservative or a traditional Catholic. These are what we talk about when who we belong to as Catholics in America these days. Our parish, or what ideological principles we hold to. To the Corinthians, St. Paul provided a simple answer to the divisions that existed among them. And it's the same solution that exists in our inner parish rivalries, our ideological divisions. The answer is that you and I all belong to Jesus Christ first. Rather than identifying ourselves as belonging to GA, IHM, St. Veronica, or instead of labeling ourselves as liberal or conservative, we first and foremost belong to Jesus Christ. What parish we belong to, or our political leanings, doesn't even begin to capture who we are as Catholics. Rather, the person of Jesus Christ, who died for us, who rose from the dead, and is now seated at the right hand of the Father, defines us. And the fact that we belong to Him is what our faith is really about. And in the Gospel this weekend, we have a great example of what it means to belong to Jesus Christ. We hear the beginnings of St. Peter's relationship with Jesus today. We start to hear the story of what it means for St. Peter to be possessed by our Lord, to follow our Lord. The story of St. Peter, his journey in relationship to Jesus, is actually one of the most incredible stories there is. He begins the day in such an all-or-nothing way. He drops everything. He drops his livelihood, his friends, his family, to follow Jesus. He does this in such an assured way that we can't help but taking notice that he hears the voice of the Lord and immediately drops what he is doing, who he is, to follow him. Only a few chapters later, though, Peter will be a part of a group of disciples who are discussing who amongst the 12 is the greatest. It's ridiculous. But the drama of the ups and downs of the faith life continue as Jesus presents his disciples, or tells his disciples, that he's the bread of life and they must consume him. Many of the disciples left Jesus because his teaching was hard. So our Lord turns to the 12 and asks if they'll also abandon him. St. Peter magnificently responds, Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God. We have come to believe and are convinced that you're the Holy One of God. This is the way St. Peter's life goes. It goes through high points in his faith life and low points. And of course, the lowest of the low for him is on that night when Jesus is handed over. When Peter denies our Lord, that he knows our Lord three times, that he says, I do not even know this man who you're talking about. He abandons Jesus when he needed him most. But the good news is, St. Peter's journey with our Lord doesn't end with his denial. He's the first one at the tomb on the morning of the resurrection. He's the first one there to see where Jesus is. He's a faithful preacher. He's a leader of the church. Jesus tells him, feed my sheep. And finally, he goes to Rome and he gives himself up to be martyred, to be killed for our Lord. And this is the attraction of St. Peter for all of us. We can relate to him because like us, Peter isn't perfect. He makes mistakes. He struggles in his relationships. in his belonging to Jesus. He has tough times and he has great times. But he always keeps going. When he falls, he brushes the dirt off and he continues on his way towards the Lord. And this quote from Father Ray Brown, who is a great scripture scholar, sums it up well. He says, "Peter, here is a man who knew his Lord so well that he could rise above his abundant weakness, impetuosity, cowardice, pride, anger, pettiness, and accept the power and mercy of his master, and become the first at the empty tomb, the premier apostle, the leader of the nation, the rock upon which Christ built his church." Because Peter knew Jesus so well, he could rise above his own shortcomings, his own pride, his anger, his greed, his comparing himself to others, impatience. None of these were anything compared to the grace and mercy of his Lord. The same is true for us. Our shortcomings are nothing compared to the grace, the mercy, and the love of Jesus. Like he did for St. Peter, our Lord can do great things for us. The Lord helps us to rethink our relationship with him, to repent of our own shortcomings, to turn back to him, to reapproach our life from Christ's perspective. For any of the women in our parish who may be interested in getting to know Jesus Christ and following him like St. Peter does in our gospel this morning, the upcoming Christ Renews His Parish Retreat would be a great time to recommit ourselves and belonging to Jesus. These retreats are incredible and the fruits abundant. They're very powerful and they have great results for each of us individually, everybody individually who goes, but also for the parish as a whole. So I'd encourage all the women in our parish to check the bulletin and prayerfully consider attending one of this upcoming retreats. It'll be well worth your time. For all of us, though, every one of us, male, female, young and old, who are like Peter on the path of trying to follow Jesus, sometimes doing well, sometimes falling short, we can make this recommitment today as we encounter the grace and mercy of Jesus Christ at this Mass, as we meet Jesus in an incredibly personal way in the Eucharist. We can recommit ourselves to him, into belonging to Jesus, to say, "I belong to Jesus Christ." A good prayer, maybe after we receive communion today, be, "Jesus, I belong entirely to you. You've given yourself completely to me in this Eucharist. Let me give myself completely to you."